Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Let's go!
It is Friday, the 9th of July, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, the cold reading series finishes a sci-fi script via Zoom on Monday. The Electric Company takes us on a pandemic-inspired immersive walkthrough theatrical experience at Presentation House, and you can be in a music video. That's right. It's the Radio for Shut-Ins version of Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, hey, how you doing? Happy Friday. Happy July. We made it through another week. Things are going pretty good, actually. I actually went for a swim yesterday. They've opened up the pool in the building where I live, and I actually got to splash around in very comfortable conditions. It was very nice, so I'm grateful for that. Hope you're doing well and having a good time. Things are kind of in a bit of flux right now. Like, you know, we're definitely seeing light at the end of the tunnel there. Things are starting to look like they might get to be normal soon, but not quite yet. And it is starting to get a little frustrating. We just got to hang on, because this is the crucial time. This is where we've got to hunker down, follow the rules, do all the right stuff, and then we can get this pandemic out of the way and get back to normal. We're doing our best here. We really are. All right, let's start off with some music. This is a group called, or an artist called, Born on a Wednesday.
I don't know what you've been told, but I can't stop looking inside. Not that young, but not quite old. Keeps on breezing by. Some days look like the rest. Whoa, you take something simple and simple and complicated.
glad you're alive. So good that you're here. May you live long and well in freedom from fear. May your happy heart be dancing down a rainbow or swinging on a star. As in time you become who you are. So glad you were born. So good that you came. Sweet child of the darkness. Bright child of the flame. May you be the spinner and the story teller and the tale. May divine inspiration never fail.
Cold Reading Series, Vancouver's original live script reading event, has been going on since 1993. It's been a place for Vancouver's film and theater artists to meet, share, and create. If you're not familiar with cold reading series, writers will submit scripts, usually scenes from plays, feature films, TV episodes, anything that needs to be read out loud before they can carry on with the writing process. And then actors show up to do the reading. And they've gathered in many different venues over the years, and lately, thanks to COVID, it's been happening via Zoom. The next event is on Monday, July 12th at 7 o'clock. The script this time around, it's part 3, the finale of a TV series pilot called Armistice, written by Javier de Salaberry. Here's the pitch. In the near future, humanity must navigate the uneasy truce between 3 galactic superpowers or face annihilation. Da, da, da. Sounds like fun. I wish I could be there. I worked late on Monday, so I can't do it anymore, but ugh. Anyway, many roles to be cast, so if you're interested in joining in and are available on Monday from 6:30 to 8, you don't have to go anywhere. You just have to be in front of your computer. Go to coldreadingseries.com and follow all the instructions. If you haven't done it before, there's a little 3-minute pitch they'd like you to do just to introduce yourself. And then they'll do the casting. They'll send an email to confirm your attendance. And then on Monday at 6 o'clock, you'll get a cast list, character breakdown, scripts, all that kind of stuff. And then from 6:30 onwards, the Zoom green room will open and be available for actors to ask questions of the writer and review the evening ahead. So if you have any questions, you can go to coldreadingseries@gmail.com or just go to the website, which is coldreadingseries.com.
Thank you.
Electric Company Theater, Innovation Lighting, and Presentation House present The Magic Hour, an immersive walkthrough theatrical experience. It's a light-charged story of finding beauty in small moments and possibility within domestic isolation. Created and conceived by award-winning theater director Kim Collier with playwright Kendra Fanconi, the individual experience invites you to embark on a solo room-by-room exploration of familiar yet transformed spaces at Presentation House Theater in North Van. The destination of this curious and magical journey is a reflection on an unprecedented year and a step forward into a brave new world. The Magic Hour was developed with the global pandemic in mind, both creatively and practically. After a year of cultural sacrifices, we're ready to return to the theater safely and to be enveloped by this electrical storm of a show. Timed individual entry slots and isolated rooms support public health measures while also creating a personalized experience, unique for each person that walks through. The Magic Hour is a show for you and made with you, just you, and only you. It runs August 3rd to 22nd at Presentation House in North Vancouver. For tickets and more information, go to phtheater.org.
Have a scar, a fracture on the window pane, and it's hurting me to hold these things. But I've had my turn to overshare. So what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to lie to you? Is that what good romantics do? Am I supposed to lie?
words to say. Afraid I'll say too much. I would break 100 hearts and half on my way to you. I can't say I've been in love or pushed myself deep enough. Baby, I think you might be the exception. You could really be the one I finally let in. And I don't wanna mess this up, so I've been stressing. You could really be the one if I could get in. Get you. You could really be the one I finally let in. And I don't wanna mess this up, so I've been stressing. You could really be the one if I could get in.
Get in.
This song? It's called Joy by Vancouver's own Ardent Tribe. They're making a video of it, and they want you to be a part of it. The video will include clips of people doing things they might find joyful. You know, like dancing, playing games, sports, running, jumping, driving, hugging, kissing, having fun with friends, family, and all that stuff. They would love to see what activities you find joyful. So pull up the song. Just find it on YouTube. Look for Ardent Tribe Joy. Record or film your fun activity on your smartphone while listening to the song. And then send it to Ardent Group. That's ARDENTGROUP at shaw.ca. You can send it by a link or you can WeTransfer it. Whatever is easiest to get it to them. And they will pick the most joyful ones and put them into the music video that will be seen around the world. So come on, help spread the joy.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca. The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian, Admire, Cheetos, Lease Materials, and Discorder.
The local independent music magazine, CITR. Live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute. Just visit citr.ca/discorder/contribute. You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca. Forever local and forever free.
Action project based out of the downtown east side will work to help people fight gentrification, increase the welfare rate, as well as fight for the rights of the people of the downtown east side. Please join our cause.
Please come to the CCAP volunteer meetings every Friday at 11:15, the Carnegie Community Center on the third floor. Thank you very much.
Housing now for the Oppenheimer homeless.
Ta-ta! Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey. Hi. Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
I had a doctor, I had Jesus on my
They both said, girl, you're gonna be alright. Floating on down, my fever broke that night. That's how it was back in 77. The winter after Elvis died and now he's in heaven. The winter of all my discontent. The winter I lost all my innocence. That's how it was back in 77. The winter after Elvis died and now he's in heaven. The winter of without a farmhouse near, on the coldest evening of the year, I saw the dark woods fill up with snow, and I searched for my house blazed in yuletide glow. That's how it was back in 77, the winter after Elvis died and now he's in heaven. The winter of all my discontent, the winter of
Bush Theatre Collective presents, in association with the Canadian Plaything, PHT Creative Hub Cooperative, Ruby Slippers Theatre, and Théâtre La 16e, another in their English language new translation development workshop series. Next up is Facelift by Nathalie Boisvert, translated by Johanna Nutter. In Facelift, a woman in her 50s leads us in a makeup tutorial. First the foundation, then the eyes, and finally the mouth. As she constructs the perfect face, she shares with us the secrets of successful makeup, her thoughts on the necessity of this camouflage, the dangers of age, loneliness, and failure. The activity of daily makeup turns into an examination of a woman's life, questioning the relationship between women and beauty, seduction, aging, and the subject of women's freedom in the face of social dictates. This is a free online event. It's happening Sunday, July 18th, at noon. The venue opens 5 minutes prior to start. Latecomers are welcome. The audience does not appear on screen. The whole thing only takes 2 hours, and that includes intermission and a conversation with the playwright and the translator. To get on board, just go to Bushwhacked, that's BOUCHEWHACKED.com, and look for Facelift, and that'll give you all the instructions. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Metro Theatre in Marpole is doing The Odd Couple, a classic piece of American theatre by Neil Simon. In fact, it's the first play I was ever in, if I remember correctly. That was a long time ago. Anyway, the auditions are in August, on August 10th at Metro Theatre, which is on Southwest Marine Drive at the foot of Granville Street. They're looking for six male characters and two female characters. And if you're not familiar with The Odd Couple, it's a classic play, a comedy about two men who find themselves suddenly single and having to move in together. Felix and Oscar are the main characters. Their four friends, Murray, Speed, Roy, and Vinny, and the Pigeon Sisters, Gwendolyn and Cecily, who live upstairs. Auditions are cold reads, and if you want to get a head start on the sides, you can print them up from the Metro website, which is metrotheater.com. There's also an audition form they'd like you to fill out before you show up. They encourage submissions from artists with a broad range of backgrounds, including but not limited to race, ethnicity, indigeneity, gender, and sexuality, and they encourage anyone to audition for any role, and they'll be casting on who best fits the part. And tomorrow is the deadline for the United Players of Vancouver Andre Karas Scholarship Fund. This is set up in recognition of Andre's 40 years of service, as she's recently retired as president and artistic director of United Players. The fund awards $2,500 per annum to a student of the dramatic arts so that they can pursue studies in their chosen area of theater. The award is not just for acting, but other areas of stagecraft as well: lighting, sound design, technical fields, set design, props, masking, puppetry, directing, stage management, whatever fits in theater, they want to help you out. Applicants must have participated in theater arts in whatever capacity and intend to further their studies in theater arts and must be over 16 years old and eligible for post-secondary study. So go to the United Players website, that's unitedplayers.com, to find out more information and get on, because the deadline application is tomorrow for the Andre Karas Scholarship Fund. And if you want details on these or other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can email DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com.
for fame. I should have trusted my gut. I have no one to blame. Can someone please explain to me?
Our show. Thanks for spending our lunch hour with us. Music today was by Born on a Wednesday, Mike Richter, TJ Felix, AJ, Sam Tudor, Nimkish, Ardent Tribe, Noreen Braun, Marty Zylstra, and Devours. Our theme music is by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, check out Theater Wire, createastir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And listen to the Arts Report every Wednesday at 5, right here on CITR. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, search out our podcast archive at citr.ca. You can also find us on player.fm and wherever you get your podcasts. And remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Stick around, Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The CM, the CIA.